I'm going back to Romans 12 where James was. Verses 1 and 2. All right. The Apostle Paul said, "Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies?" That's that step Marty was talking about last week. It's what James was talking about last week. What should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? And he says to surrender yourselves to God to be his sacred living sacrifices and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. That I know why James spent a lot of time here on this one verse. There's so much in this verse is so pregnant. Experiencing all that delights his heart. That's the adventure you're on, all that delights his heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. You know what our true worship to him? Was it Augustine or who was it said that the glory of God is man fully alive? And everywhere we go out west, the route that we take up there, we see all of these markers and all of these things for Lewis and Clark. Scott, you've been many times, and it's you see this Lewis and Clark everywhere. Everybody knows about the Lewis and Clark expedition. But they went where very, very, very few Americans had ever gone. And it changed a nation, but it imprinted on so many people. And I want my life to have that, not for me, but I want my life to have that influence so it can open a door for others. And that's the most beautiful worship. If I live and I love like Jesus did, that's the greatest worship. Trevor, it don't matter if I get my praise on down here. You know, I can jump up and down, I can dance, I can sing, I can get flags out and start waving flags. Y'all remember those days? Wave my banner. But your life is your banner. And when we live like that, that's the most beautiful worship. And in verse 2, without getting in and teaching this or rehashing what James taught last week, I like the passion on this. He said, "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think." You know what the word repent is? Y'all heard me say this 1,000 times. Y'all know what the word repent is? Metanoia is the Greek word. And you know what it means? We used to be taught it meant do a 180, quit sinning, change your actions. All right. It means to change the way you think. Because when you change the way you think, it will change the way you act. So it says, be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. As you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. And I've already told you this as we were praying over babies and parents. But the word that I feel Lord really impressing on me for 2026 and for this morning is that change the way I think about my life go deeper into this place where I'm not just a living sacrifice for the Lord. That's beautiful in itself. That's beautiful in itself. But you know what he wants to do with that beautiful gift? You know what grandparents want to do when those babies get here? They want to show them off. It's amazing how that works, but somehow your children are going to become their bragging rights. I ain't lying, man. It's amazing. You just wait. I can't wait for y'all. You're going to be so spastic in it. It's so beautiful. I mean that in a good way. But it's like, here's this beautiful, perfect. Gift. And you know what I want to do? I want to show it to the world. I want to give it to the world. And when we come in and we say, my life is a living sacrifice to you, Lord. You know what he says? Okay, great. Now let me give it to the world. That's what he does with it. He says, great. Now let me give it to the world. Thank you. Let me give it to the world. I've been waiting for this. Let me give it to the world. And that's the lens that I want us, that God, I feel like the heart of God wants us to live our life through this year. For all years. But there's got to be a shift. There's got to be a deeper shift. I've not lived in this place, guys, because it's, you know, call it false humility or whatever. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm God's gift to the world because of teaching or knowledge or understanding. I'm not saying any of that. It's simply through, I'm God's gift through grace. I'm God's gift through love. I don't have all the answers for you, brother. But I can love you well. I can be God's love gift to you. And you can be that to me. We'll kind of figure it out together. And we'll still make mistakes. And it'll still get sloppy like Ashley was talking about. We'll still screw up sometimes. We might hurt each other's feelings sometimes. But if we love pure and if we love right and we say, man, I am, God has brought me into the Smith's family's life to be a blessing to them. Whatever that looks like. Whatever it looks like for you girls, but it changes my approach to y'all. It's not now what can I, oh, I thank you, Lord, the Smith family or, you know, a gift. What can I get from that? It's like, no, I brought you into their life to be a blessing to them. To love her well, to love her well. To be there, sometimes just being there. We didn't do anything fancy last night. We went and we bought Brown Dog and carried it to the hospital room and just sat with our friends. And it was beautiful. You're God's gift to the world. You're God's gift to the world. You gave yourself to him. He first gave himself to you. You gave yourself to him. And then what does he do? He turns. And what did he do with Jesus? For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. And we believe that the righteousness of Christ, that we are the righteousness of Christ, is in us. And he's living through us. And we always talk about tag, you're it. Well, if Jesus was God given the world himself, then so is Brett House. I'm telling you, man, it'll change the way you think, Brett. It'll change the way you go into work tomorrow. It'll change the way you go into your classroom tomorrow. Change the way you walk down the halls tomorrow. Because you'll come in and you're not a prideful, arrogant thing. It's just, how do I love well? How do I give well? How do I serve well? Right? Quit deflecting that to somebody else and their gifting and all of that. As I said, that they're perfect for their children. You're perfect for your world, Brenda. as Brenda is. You are as you should be. You are as you should be. You're his gift to the people in this house, to the people you work with, to your family, to Charlie. You're perfect to the people of Honduras. All right? Live your life accordingly. It's full. I love the way they describe this. That's full. That's rich. That's abundant life. He said, I came to give you not just life, but life more abundantly. That's abundant living. That's abundant living. That's abundant living. Give away the kingdom. Give away to the kingdom. Come into this world and give away the kingdom. I'll close with this this story. I heard it in this individual. I cannot remember his name. He's in his 70s. He's Dutch, but he lives in Germany. And he was just talking about the love of God and the space, the circle that God creates that doesn't leave people outside that circle. And he said, we have this gathering in our home. And he said, we'll do it a couple times a month. Sounds like small group. He said, we have this gathering in our home. And he said, it's very unique. It's very eclectic. He said, I have some people that come in, and he said, they are self-professed atheists. But they'll come into my home and they'll listen to me teach and share. And he said, it's beautiful because God enlarged the circle. And he said, one of the guys in our group, he said, he's twice as big as me. He's a big bear of a man. And he said, I found out that his dog died. And they live in close community. He said, I found out his dog died. I called him. I said, can I come over? And he said, yeah. And he said, I pulled up into his yard, and he was sitting on the front porch. And he said, I walked up, and he said, this man that's a atheist, he said, he comes up and he falls into my arms and just weeps. And he said, and I weep. And he said, for an hour, we sat and we talked and we loved and we cried. And he said, in that moment, I was giving away the kingdom of heaven to this man. I was awakening what was in him he didn't even know was in there. And I liken it to Paul when he was on Mars Hill. And he said, you guys have been worshiping. Y'all have got a statue over here to an unknown God. He said, let me reveal him to you. His name's Jesus. His name's Jesus. And I want us to be the people that can weep with the atheist. The person that doesn't think like us. Maybe don't believe like us, doesn't live like us, that we would love them well. Love them well. Not try to convince them we're right, but show them who the Father is and show them who heaven is. And when we do that, then we're God's gift to the world. Then we're God's gift to the world. All right? And we can do that. That doesn't take an amazing skill set. I can be dumb as a rock and I can do that. I can have a checkered past and I can do that. Sometimes that carries the greatest weight. There was something about St. Flotini, the woman at the well, that she'd go in and she'd just tell them about Jesus. And the whole area believed because she was so convinced how much she was loved. And there's not a person in here that could argue with me that she was God's gift to that region. Because Jesus hung out all day just waiting to get that gift so he could send it to them. And maybe that's what he's been doing with you. Maybe he's been waiting on by a well. Just waiting on Brett to come around so he can send you out as God's gift. That's the transformation that I believe the Father wants to see in your life this year, Brett House. As we know the Father better, we will be able to share scriptures and things like that. But it comes from experiencing his love and then being released into the world in that. All right? Don't you think it's beautiful the disciples he picked? I mean, I don't know. If I'm thinking I'm getting Paul first, or I'm probably getting Gamaliel first, Nicodemus and some of these cats, because they're going to be able to. He's like, man, let me take this common man. Let me take this common guy. Because then they took note. What does it say in Acts? They took note they had been with Jesus. They took note they had been with Jesus. All right? Don't you just smell like him? Never forget a testimony I heard from Lyndon Amick. Guy we know up in South Carolina. We were sitting there having dinner one night, and he told me and Lori shared his testimony with us. His wife had gotten radically saved. He had inherited a ton of money. He was he drove NASCAR for a little while, all of this stuff. And she was gone to revivals, and he told me this straight up sitting at a table. He said, man, he said there for like 5 nights in a row, I was with a different woman every night while my wife was off getting radically changed by Jesus. He said she came home and she came in and she said, you smell different. He's like, Lord, have mercy. I must smell like one of these women I've been with. She said, you smell like Jesus. Her encounter transformed her, which in turn transformed him. Now he's a leader in the church. They've got a great marriage. They're amazing people. Still serving the Lord. But her encounter changed her, which in turn changed him. She became God's gift to the world, her husband. And in turn, he became God's gift to the world and all the lives he's impacting now. So shift that mindset. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. All right? Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Man, love you guys big time. Y'all leak everywhere you go. Overflow everywhere you go. Splash onto the world. Splash onto your family. Splash onto your spouse. Everywhere you go. Overflow. Overflow. Kindness. Kindness. Not just to the the ones you love or the ones that are doing right. Later on in Romans, in end of 12 or 13, he said, if your enemy's hungry, buy him a meal. In that you show the love of the Father. All right? Amen. Won't you dismiss us in prayer, Brother Brett? Once again, everybody remember Brother David Logue's going to be here next week. And we are going to take up a love offering for him. So let's come and let's be that blessing to him that we talked about today. Amen. Let's be that blessing to him that we talked about today. You want to dismiss us, Brett?
Father, we just thank you for your presence today. We thank you for your spirit. It was tangible. We thank you for your grace and mercy that you promised to provide for us. We thank you, Lord, just for manifesting yourself through the worship, through the word, Lord. And just give us ears to hear it and by your grace receive it. And we just thank you by faith for that. Lord, we just help us return to our first love. Help us get messy again. Help us think differently. Because you called us to be the light of the world. And Lord God, I know the enemy tries to intimidate and with darkness, but it doesn't take a lot of light to dispel it. And just penetrate our hearts with it, and then let us share that. And let us be hungry and thirsty for that, excited for that. But not something we work up, but Lord God, we just thank you by faith, that by your grace, we can do this. And we thank you for what you'll do as we do it. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.